With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel and Hamas continue trading rocket fire as hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops mass on the Gaza border ahead of an expected Israeli ground offensive. Hosting Secretary of State Blinken for talks in Tel Aviv, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
This is a time, a particular time, a special time, that we must stand tall, proud, and united against evil.
The death toll in the war is at least 2,500, with 22 Americans among the dead, 17 others unaccounted for. Tomorrow, Secretary of State Blinken is expected to meet with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Meeting with American Jewish leaders at the White House, President Biden declares that the U.S. has Israel's back. Previously, the president approved the release of $6 billion in frozen assets to Israel's arch enemy, Iran. Republican Senators Tom Cotton and Mitch McConnell have drafted a bill aimed at putting the funds back in the freezer. Also at SRNNews.com, Steve Scalise, one step closer to winning the Speaker's gavel. The Louisiana Republican has been nominated for the post of House Speaker, with the actual vote yet to take place.
First, I want to thank my House Republican colleagues for just designating me as the Speaker. Obviously, we still have work to do. We're going to have to go upstairs on the House floor and resolve this and then get the House opened again. We have a lot of work to do.
A key gauge of inflation, the Consumer Price Index, rose 0.4% from August to September. It was below the previous month's 0.6 increase. Year-over-year inflation was unchanged last month from a 3.7% increase in the month of August. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is down 108 points. This is SRN News. The White House is blasting left-wing Democrats who want to cut off aid to Israel.
Members of the so-called squad in Congress are criticizing Israel's military response to Hamas militants and calling for an end to U.S. aid to the Jewish state. Members include Representative Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and Cori Bush. But the White House was hearing none of it. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the squad's comments are wrong, repugnant, and disgraceful. She emphasized there are not two sides here. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Voters in one small central Iowa city will be deciding in November whether to give their city council more of a say over what books the public library can and cannot offer. A ballot proposition in the town of Pella would limit the public library board's authority and would give the city council more control over library policies and decisions. This is SRN News. A short journey for a fledgling airline.
Malaysian budget carrier My Airline abruptly suspended operations, citing financial pressures less than 11 months after it took to the skies. The unexpected announcement on social media caught many by surprise and left angry passengers stranded at the airport. The airline launched flights last December with a fleet of 9 aircraft that flies to domestic destinations and Thailand's capital of Bangkok. Malaysia's aviation authority said it was investigating the airline over complaints employees' salaries were unpaid, among other issues. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Millions of Social Security recipients will be getting a 3.2% increase in their benefits in 2024. That is far less than this year's historic boost. It also reflects moderating consumer prices. The Social Security Administration says the average recipient will be getting $50 more per month starting in January. More details, SRNNews.com.